Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Newsom has signed off on a new law that will let Native American tribes that run casinos sue card rooms for stealing their business. So, Phil, why would tribes be able to sue?
Well, it's an interesting thing. What they say is that the agreements with the state that we voters passed when we legalized Indian casinos in the state gave them exclusive rights for a number of games, and that includes blackjack and pie gal, two games that are very popular at card clubs and card rooms across the state. And they want that stop. They want to have an exclusive on it. Now, the fact that these tribes and the reservations are considered sovereign nations puts a little hink into it because they can't sue in American courts. But under this proposal that Governor Newsom passed and signed, they now are going to have the right to sue the card clubs. And that's probably what they're going to do. Now, you'd say, okay, what's the big deal there? Well, the fact of the matter is these card clubs, they contribute a lot of income to local communities. Right? San Jose, for example, gets some $30 million a year from its card clubs. Smaller towns get a bigger cut because that's sometimes their main business they have, especially in Southern California. But if the Indians take them to court, it's going to lead to a long and protracted legal battle, and it's going to cost the cards clubs millions, and they might not be able to afford it, and they might just wind up closing up and thus giving the Indians a win in that way, too. So it's a win-win for the Indians, but the card clubs are afraid that they're going to be going down on flames.
So it sounds like it's going to let the Native American tribes run the card rooms out of business.
That's what the fear is, okay? Native American tribes in California and these casinos are some of the biggest, if not the biggest, players in California politics, especially at the state legislature level. You remember they beat back the idea of gaming for sports books coming into California. They knocked that out with a $100 million campaign in front of the voters. But they really are big in the legislature. I mean, okay, the card rooms, for example, they gave $9 million to legislatures over the last while, but maybe up to $12 million. But the Indians have far outspent that. For example, they gave $92,000 to political contributions to just one committee that was hearing this bill. And Gavin Newsom, they've given over $2 million since 2017 for various causes. They are the biggest players in California right now. We don't hear a lot about them. We don't read a lot about them. It's a lot of inside baseball, but in this case, that inside baseball is worth millions of dollars, especially if California goes ahead with another effort to bring in sportsbook. You can believe they're going to get a slice of that. So this is big money, big stakes, and a big win for the Native Americans at casino operations in the state.
It's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.